Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is real. Hallelujah.
Check this out.
Stay with me here for a second. I'm trying to redo this here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, sometimes we have them days. And this is one of them. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see here. We're going to do it like this here.
Real.
Real. Yes, sir. He's real. I know he's real.
Hallelujah.
And you need to know him for yourself, that he is real.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I believe today is Thursday. It's Thankful Thursday. And in everything, we should give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness endureth forever. I mean, when I think about Thanksgiving and the thing that I'm thankful for, it would take me all day, brothers and sisters, just to thank God for his many works. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God, the Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's nothing like being thankful. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Sometimes folks don't know how to go in prayer. When you go in prayer, the Bible says go in there with thanksgiving. I hear the writer saying in the book of Psalms, the 100th Psalm, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his court praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. I mean, that right there, brothers and sisters, is awesome. Know that when you're getting ready to petition God, start thanking him from the early rise until the present hour. When you get there and you're there in the courts, begin to praise him. See, being thankful is going to propel you to the court. In other words, I'm not going to get into that part, but into the courts where there's nothing to stop you from giving him praise and being thankful unto his holy name. See, it's like you go through this tunnel and you enter, and once you get past a certain place, it's wide open, and that's when you ought to give him thanks. See, and when you done been thankful, you will get to that place. You will get to that open place where you just want to thank him. You want to scream it out. You want to shout it out. You want to holler it out, you know, because that when they knew God, the Bible said they didn't even glorify him like God. So we should be thankful. We ought to be thankful. If you're in your right mind today, be thankful. Hallelujah. If you're able to put your right foot in your right shoe, you ought to be thankful. If you're able to put your left foot in your left shoe, you ought to be thankful. If you're able to raise your hand and praise God, you ought to be thankful. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to that which also are called into one body, and be ye thankful. If it's nothing else, man, be thankful that you recognize you've been called into God's stuff. Be thankful. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says in everything, give thanks. We thank you, first of all, for your word, Father God, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn whose we are and who we are. It's in your word, Father God, that we are your apple of your eye. So we thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, for healing us. By your stripes we're healed. Isaiah 53:6. Thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we are members of your body. You chose to let us be members of your body. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that you gave us a light and we can walk in that light. Matter of fact, we can walk in your spirit too. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we can walk in your stuff. Woo! I just love that, Father God, that you allow us to walk in your stuff. In other words, we got your robe on. We have your shoes on. We have your pants. You're allowing us to have your righteousness. You're allowing us, Father God, to walk in your peace. We're walking in your understanding. And we're not going to count that just like it ain't nothing. We're going to praise you for it. We're going to thank you for it. Bless God. We're going to give you the honor. We're praising you for it. We're praising you that you were able to let us be like that. And we thank you. And we praise you for it. Because we know you're our great high priest. We know you're our comforter. We know that you're the author of our faith. We know that you're a Jehovah Nisi. You're the Lord of our banner. We know that. We know you're a Jehovah Raha. You're our shepherd. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, that you're God Almighty by yourself, along with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, all into one. You're awesome. You're awesome, God. And we praise you for it. And we want the whole world to know everywhere what an awesome God we serve, what a magnificent God that we serve. We're just thankful. We're just thankful, Father God. We're thankful that you're going to let the listeners hear something today from somebody that's going to change their walk, going to give them a different attitude. I thank you. I thank you. Your word says in everything give thanks. For this is your will, Father God, for us in Christ Jesus. And we're thankful for that. We've accepted it. We've accepted that your word, Father God, is what we need to make it through this life and get to the other side. And with that being said, Father God, we ask you to remember those that are asking for prayer according to your word. And we thank you for it. We believe in for it. We put ourselves in agreement with those that will ask according to your word. That's what we do. We thank you according to your word, Father God. Those that are praying according to your word, Heavenly Father. Those that want to see it according to your word. Now we ask these in all blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your grace, Father God. I just thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you was allow us to be partakers of that grace. And we'll forever give your name the praise. And now these and all blessings we ask in Christ's name. And everybody agreed, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. And listen, brothers and sisters, this is Thankful Thursday. And anyone would like to get us going today, I guess I can get in the broadcast here. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Like Evangelist Sharon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
I'm thankful for everything. So, but I just want to say this. This time last year, I was bedridden. For the whole year, I couldn't walk. I couldn't sit up. I couldn't move eyeballs.
Listen.
I couldn't move nothing but my eyeballs, you know, for the whole year. And most people don't know this. In February of last year, I was at a hospital for about a month, and they told me I had 30 days to live, okay? 30 days. I had the best doctors, you know, I had young doctors. I went to a university hospital. I had 37 years of medical experience myself. My immune system was working, so they didn't know if I had. Okay, three things make your immune system not work. You have lupus, you have cancer, and you have AIDS. That's the only thing. And you, of course, you know, your immune system can stop working anyway. But they want to know why. So they want, first they diagnosed me with lupus, then cancer, then AIDS. I said, I don't care what you diet, just give me medicine to make me better. They said, well, you're supposed to have 500 cells, and you only got 4. So you only got 30 days to live.
Wow.
But we all know that God has the last say so.
Come on now.
Amen.
So I just
Hallelujah.
Want to take you back. I used to be a fashionista. You know, my makeup, my hair, my clothes, everything, you had to be just right, you know. So now I'm like that spiritually. You know, everything has to be just right spiritually all the time, or I don't have a place for it in my life, you know. So I don't conversate. I don't mingle. I mean, it doesn't have to be because of the Lord that we're getting together, but I don't get in conversations. You know, I'm talking about sports and stuff like that, but I don't shoot the breeze, you know, because I remember when I couldn't talk anymore. So my breath mm-hmm. is valuable. So I'm thankful for everything.
Yeah.
And Sister Renee says all the time, thanks for this is the day that God has made, and
mm-hmm.
I'm healed by his stripes. I am healed. Yeah, Evangelist Renee, I'm biting. Yeah, by his stripes, I'm healed. And, you know, I know that she knows because I worked in the wound clinic. So if you ever seen such wounds, they look, and you can see the inside flesh, it don't look like it'll heal because
mm-hmm.
it's too far, you know? It's just too far to see with the optical nerve. So one day last year, my daughter, she said on the side of the bed, Mom, why don't you just, you have to accept. She said, I want to talk to her. I said, okay. She said, you have to accept that you'll never walk again, and you might be like this for the rest of your life, you know. So I said, no, you accept that. I'm not going to.
All right.
I
don't have room to accept that. And so now I walk with a walker, a cane, a stick. Now I walk up and down, three flights of steps, at least 5 times a day because I have to. But, you know, I can walk down. You know, and I can talk and you know why? Because I'll stop worrying about the aesthetics of how I look outside with the optical nerve, and I start working on the inside.
Say it.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and the inside is with God and spirituality. You know, people, it's your mindset. Because my best friends, this is coming shock to them too, are Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell, they're my best friends. And why? Because I know they love the Lord. They're obedient to the Lord, you know. So if they love the Lord, they're obedient to the Lord like that, they shoot with kindness and love and compassion and stuff every day, you know. Every day they give us broadcasts and they fight for your eternal life. I had to fight for mine myself,
you
know. I did all the drugs in the world. And the girl fell over in the corner. What bag did she have? Give me that bag. I want the best drugs. She was passed out, you know. I want what she had, which was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the best drugs. I want the best, when I spoke weed, I want the best weed, you know. I want the best
mm-hmm.
everything. And now I want the best I can be. I want to be God. I want to be the best person to imitate him.
Hallelujah.
You know,
ooh, hallelujah.
So that's my goal every day, to imitate God.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm in competition with myself, you know, to be better every day for God. I want
hallelujah.
To be the best because, you know, I mean, people don't know me, but the people who do know me, they know that I like to be sharp and wear makeup and lipstick and wigs. When I start wearing wigs, let me tell you, and eyelashes and stuff, you know, we was considered whores. Period. Mm. If you had false eyelashes or wigs, you was a working girl, you know. Now everybody wears them. Then I got to the point where, you know, I pull up to drive-thrus and I go on Instagram and stuff and I see these guys. I said, well, dang, I thought it was a girl, you know? They just fooling the guys. They fooled me, too. I said, well, they can look like that. I better go out this house not looking right, you know? They're a guy, and they can look that good. Then I'm a girl. I can look better because God, although I got them beat because God made me female in the beginning, you know?
All right.
They're mimicking
Hallelujah.
Trying to be a female,
Damn.
You know?
Dead.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so you can't beat me up because I'm what God made. you can never beat me up because God is the supreme being. He made everything the way it is, you know, and I'm thankful for that. You know, I really am.
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters who really love the Lord and found the Holy Ghost. And I'm thankful for everything. Like Pastor said, I could go on and on and on and on. But this time last year, I couldn't even walk. Somebody had to take me to the bathroom.
No.
Look at God. You know? Me, shoot me, the wind, makeup and lipstick, all that stuff got a bed sore? Oh, no, not me. Well, because anybody who lays the same way all the time, anybody, any human that lays the same way and don't get turned, they're going to get a pressure. Mm-hmm. They call them pressure sores or pressure wounds. You're going to get one.
Yes.
You're going to get one,
yes.
You know? But I was determined. You know, and my daughter, she's a surgical tech, and she would leave at 4:30 in the morning. So after her and her daughter left, I would get up. Sometimes I would fall, you know. I snatched the pillow and the covers off the bed. You know, I could get up.
Wow.
And I'd be, sometimes I'd be there all day. And so he come in all panicky. Oh, Mom, what happened? Just help me up, you know, because I had been there all day, little does she know. I've been there all day.
Uh-huh.
Then I got to the point where I could stand and not fall.
Then
I got to the point like little kids do. They just sit up and eat and go to sleep. Sit up and eat and go to sleep. Sit up and eat and go to sleep.
All right.
And then I got to the point where I could walk a little bit. And I walk real fast. So the next thing I could hold on to, I focus, you know. So what I'm saying is keep your focus on God.
Hallelujah.
Keep your mind on God and being spiritual, you know, because my daughter used to say sometimes, I don't want to hear spiritual nonsense. You know, my bills are due. That's not going to pay my bills. But, you know, you don't know what it's going to do. That's what you don't know. You don't know what it's going to do, you know. You only know what you studied, you know. Like, I know medicine. I studied medicine, okay. I went to Harvard. I was a nurse. You know, I don't talk about that kind of stuff because I also did drugs, too, and smoked drugs and prostitute myself. So one canceled off the other. But guess what? Nothing can cancel out spirituality. Nothing at all. And it's only the only way to go, you know. And I was watching news this morning. They were saying something about the clubs, nobody likes them anymore because they just go stand around. They don't dance. They drink. The sex just costs so much. Well, guess what? That's all they want you to do anyway. But see, with God, he wants you to win every situation.
All right.
Every situation.
Great.
How could you not want to be on his team? He wants you to win all the time. He has, all you have to do is have faith, you know? And you're going to win, period. You know, how could you not want to be faithful when you're going to win? I don't understand that. I really don't understand that. You ain't no ifs, ands, or but you still die like you're playing friends. You're going to win with God.
Yes.
If you have faith.
Hallelujah.
You know, and so I trust in the Lord. I lean to my own understanding because I understand everything. I went to school and studied to be a nurse, you know, and it was difficult, and it worked for me as far as keeping a job, but guess what? The corporate people look at stuff corporately, medical people look at stuff medically, lawyers look at stuff in the law, but God supersedes all that. God supersedes all that. You know, I used to wonder why people say, you went to Harvard. My mom and dad, they were so, you know, it was a big thing. It was nothing to me. But I see now, but God supersedes all that. Okay?
All right.
Get in God's university and do God's work and try to be the best guy.
Right.
You know, all that Prada and Gucci and Louis Vuitton, you look good in it, but you look better in love and kindness and compassion.
Designer wear.
Try God's designer wear. People tell me all the time, sometimes, you look nice today. Oh, well, because You see God. You don't see me. You see God.
All right.
You know?
Praise
and
God.
I know when they
praise
see me.
God.
I've always been kind of easy on the eye. But, you know, now my light shines more because I don't dull it with makeup and stuff like that. Because I can't do no better job than God did.
Say it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it for years.
All right.
Let me tell you, I tried to make up. When they didn't even have black makeup, I used to mix my bases. I used to buy two bases to make it my color. Now they have different shades, but then they didn't for black people anyway. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm Afro-American.
Right.
So they didn't have
that's
different
right.
shades. They didn't,
mm-hmm.
you know. And Fashion Fair, they went out of business. They made every black person orange, you know. And the makeup would rub off on clothing or everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So one
Amen.
Thing, God makes you up. When he made me over, because, you know, this is the best makeover I ever had, you know.
All right.
When he made
all
me
right.
over,
hallelujah.
You know, he made me over from the inside out, not from the outside in. You know, he had already made me up as a baby.
That's
so
right. Amen.
The best makeover you can get is from God. And I'm thankful
Amen.
For everything, you know. And I'm really thankful
hallelujah.
For this broadcast and to be able to tune in because, you know, I know my mother and father, God rest their soul, they're the way now, they transitioned. I know they love me more than anything. But guess what? My mother and father never told me about eternal life.
Yeah.
Never once
yeah.
mentioned
hallelujah.
Eternal life.
Thank
but I know
Jesus.
They would do anything for me. You know, but eternal
yeah.
life is important. And when somebody is
yeah.
willing to give it to you, a message for free, you need to take heed. And if you know
Amen.
What heed means, make
ooh,
the word
hallelujah.
For the day. Look it up. You know?
Hallelujah.
Look it up.
Yeah.
So
yes,
I just
want to
be thankful for Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell for trying to get out
hallelujah.
The word of God for everybody's eternal life. It listens, it tunes in. Amen. Everybody have a happy holiday,
Amen.
And thank you very much for listening. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Well, this is Thankful Thursday,
yes.
and thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. A scripture came to me, First Corinthians 15:57 says, but thank be to God, which give us...
Yes.
He give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I'm thankful for the victory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you got the
hallelujah.
Victory.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. You got
praise
the victory
God.
Now. He brought you from
ooh.
Inside out and not outside in. Your beauty is on the inside. And if
that's
a person
right,
wants
that's
to
right,
see
right.
your beauty
and guess
look
what?
Like
it's the best
it's
makeover.
The
you don't have to make an appointment for this makeover. You
all
just
right
get in the word of God, and he'll make
amen.
You. Amen.
Yes,
anyone
will.
Else, press
amen.
One. Praise God. Just press
hallelujah.
One. Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
That you're
hallelujah.
Thankful for. Just thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thankful
awesome
Thursday.
Testimony. Amen.
Powerful. Powerful.
Amen. Yeah. Thank God. Thank God. Well, I like to share today. I'm so happy I was on today to hear my sister, her testimony. Praise God. What a beautiful testimony. And
amen.
You know, we didn't know all that was going on. We just know to keep prayer, and we just thank God that
yes,
God showed
thank
up and
works.
Showed out. Amen,
yes.
amen. We're so thankful. It's just truly a blessing to hear how God is moving in people's lives as they surrender their heart, their soul to the Lord. And
yes,
then what
yes.
God does for them. I just thank God. I thank God because, you know, I wasn't on no sick bed, but God did change me around too. Amen. Praise God. And I'm so thankful.
Amen.
I can't get enough of God's word. And I too am thankful for the word at noon. Thankful for my brothers and sisters that are on the word and those that are listening by internet. I tell you, if you stay in the word of God and you listen to the word of God, you will be changed. And won't nobody be able to just pull anything over you. And if they don't have scripture to back up what they're saying, then you will walk away from them. You'll be like, and go ahead on. You know, you don't have to get it in no word.
There is a
His word is faithful. His word is true.
Yes.
And if people want to argue about it, I don't have time for that. So I just give them the scripture and let them go from there. And if they don't want to receive it, what the Bible says, shake the dust off your feet and keep it moving. And that's what I do. I don't get in an argument because so many people's mindset is still in the old way. So I don't give them space. I don't give the enemy space to get in there and get me all, you know, the way I used to be, because I would tell you off really nice, you know. I don't have to say no curse words or nothing, but when I got through with you, you know that I done told you off. So I thank God that now he done put that love in my heart that I can speak lovingly now. And so I just praise him.
And you do.
And
thank God.
And I thank God for my sister, like Evangelist Sharon was talking about those pressure sores or bed sores. And, you know, thing about since her last one that she had shouldn't have even been about, but like you said, because they didn't turn her like they should have and kept, you know, her moving about.
That's right.
She was able to get that. And we thank God now she's healed.
Praise God.
To God be the glory. I'm so thankful. But my nephew had told the nurses what to do, and they didn't do it. So he's better than me, because I think I would have found me a lawyer, and I would have pressed. I would have been taking them people to court, because she didn't have to have that. But, you know. God didn't lead him that way. I didn't pursue it that way. I left it alone. I said, Lord, just heal her. And he did. He healed her. And I tell you, she has another. That's another sister got an awesome testimony about the goodness of the Lord. So, you know, God is truly good, and he's so faithful. I was looking at Psalms 111. I'm going to read it from the King James and also from the New Living Translation. From the King James, it says, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verily and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. His holy reverence is his hand, is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Amen, amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
In the New Living Translation, it says, praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord who delight in him should ponder them. Everything he does reveals his glory and majesty. His righteousness never fails. He causes us to remember his wonderful works. How gracious and merciful is our Lord. He gives food to those who fear him. He always remembers covenant. He has shown his great power to his people by giving them the land of other nations. All he does is just and good. All his commandments are trustworthy. They are forever true, to be obeyed faithfully and with integrity. He paid a full ransom for his people. He has guaranteed his covenant with them forever.
Yeah.
What a holy, inspiring name he has. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom.
Awesome.
All who obey his commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise him forever. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise God. And you know, when I had looking for a scripture to be thankful, I had already had this scripture. And then when Evangelist Sharon gave her testimony, I'm like, oh, my Lord. I said, now that's all the goodness of the Lord right there. Right there in that this passage of scripture. So I wanted to share that. That was Psalms 111.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God
yes.
To the glory. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen. God thank you so much. Well, I'm going to say two things right quick. Anyone else like to be thankful for something? This is Thankful Thursday. I know we're to be thankful every day, but we put aside this day to make sure everybody have a chance to be thankful. So anyone would like to share or whatever, press one. But he said, be thankful. Yeah. Be to God, which give us the victory. And that's all I heard come out of her spirit. She got the victory now.
Hallelujah.
A year ago, she couldn't say that.
Amen.
But she can say it now. She got the victory.
Amen.
She went
Hallelujah.
From not able to crawl to crawling to standing to not able to walk. I mean, I see the victory.
Yeah.
And now
Hallelujah.
She's
Hallelujah.
Walking without a cane. She got the victory, brother.
Hallelujah.
Come on. I mean,
Hallelujah.
We got to reach out to that. You know,
Ooh.
And one other thing I want to say, and I don't know if Evangelist Sharon knows this or not, But back there in February, I remember that, and I can go back and pull the tape right now. Pastor would start praying, and she would always call your name out.
Praise God.
Hey, y'all go back. Praise. I don't know how many episodes ago that was, but you can go back and pull it. And I promise you, she was calling your name out.
Mm.
And we
Thank
was agreeing.
You,
and it works.
I mean,
she'd
just be out there praying. And I'm going like, and it just comes right out of her. Pastor would just call your name out to the Lord. And Lord, don't forget Evangelist Sharon.
Amen.
Lord, remember
Amen.
Our sister. I remember the sister calling her name out. I'm keep it real with you guys. And I thank God for that. I thank God that she was sensitive. And she was able to breath. See, that's one of the qualities that women have. I was telling somebody this morning that God, that's what he get at woman, that sensitivity. She can just be sensitive, where a man wouldn't be that sensitive. Like you, Evangelist Sharon, you're sensitive to certain things. And then turn right around, and Pastor just said, and then I thought about Evangelist Renee. I was the first one she called, And she said, Pastor, I'm healed. My foot healed and my booty. That's what she said. Booty. She said, yeah, my booty. And I didn't really understood what she said. But I accepted it. Uh-huh. But now that Pastor said that, that was them sores that she was telling me about. See, I'm just not getting the revelation of that. You know, she said her booty was healed. I'm going like, okay. I mean, I don't know what was going on with her booty. Didn't ask her, wasn't going to go there with her. But she told me, so I said, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I ain't got a question. You don't have to question everything.
Amen.
Sometimes you just go ahead on and just thank God for it and be happy and praise it. Because one thing about it, by his stripes, I'm healed. So that's what she was saying. So I went right along with it. And she healed.
Amen.
But I'm glad to know that it was big sores. And if you don't turn them, if you don't turn them, yes, sir, you're going to get them. You're going to have them.
Amen.
It never dawned on me until right now why she told me her booty. And then she got, and I told her, I said, well, you need to get on the broadcast and say that. And she did. I think that was about a month ago. But she got up there and she said, right on the broadcast. And she talked about her being healed. And it never really dawned on me what it was. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where my mind was at, if it was anywhere on what she said. But I know one thing. 1 Corinthians 15:57 is real today. That's why we need
Amen.
To thank God for the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So one of the things I'm going to share, anyone else, just press one. We'll let you in. Hallelujah. Just press one. Hallelujah. All righty. Another thing I was going to share was having your own faith in life. And here's why. And then when she said that, God said, yeah, confirm it with my word. Because it is an unhappy thing to be dependent upon another's faith.
All right.
Yeah, it's very unhappy. Very unhappy to depend on somebody else's faith. Especially when God's giving you a measure. We all have to depend upon our own faith. But it is this valid issue, believe me, of life. No believer should be dependent upon another's ability to approach the throne. God have given all of us that. And I'm going to share something else with you. The enemy, he's real busy because when she made mention about the YouTube and stuff, I was on there and I heard a preacher say, this is the God no truth. She said it was, y'all all send me $8. She said, and the blessing you've been waiting on, it's going, and you're going to be healed. You want to get it or something crazy.
Oh,
she said.
My God.
Yeah, she said,
$8,
that's all it's worth? It's $8? And then I thought about how you gonna prostitute the word of God? I mean, who are you trying to slick? So if I give you $8, that means God's going to move. So God is about money now. Huh? That was my way of thinking. That was my way of thinking. And it wasn't no broadcast like this here where you could, chime in or press something. It wasn't one of them. Trust me. Because if it were, I would have showed. Because I would have asked her, you mean I could get $8 worth of blessing? So suppose I give 80, what I'm going to get for 80? And if I give 800, what would I get? What would I get for 8,000? See, God don't operate like that, brothers and sisters. Money don't move God. That's man
That's
stuff.
Right. That's right.
Because
that's right.
Other countries, they don't even use dollars. They use pesos and they all kind of money. They don't. I said, how ignorant can people get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, other currencies right. call other stuff. I don't know, called pesos in the Spanish community. Can't think of the other one right now. But all these different countries, China, everybody got different currencies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you would say on national, or put it out there, $8.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the most ridiculous things I heard. And people are blind to the truth. Well, you know, eight means
yes,
new beginning. Okay, so what? When Jesus said all I had to do was ask, you have not because you ask not. Tell the people what the word of God say.
Exactly. Amen.
Yeah, people put their faith in God, trust in Him. Ain't about no money.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, when it comes to money, I'm going to tell you, God called money filthy lucre. You look up the word filthy.
Uh-huh.
That's dealing with a woman administration. It's filthy. That's what God think about money. We put this high praise on money. God didn't put no high praise on no spanking money. That's
Amen.
Man's
That's
man's
right.
stuff.
That's right.
Matter of fact, Jesus wasn't even carry no money. He told Peter to go look in that fish mouth and get the money. Jesus wouldn't even carry no purse.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he told us when you go,
That's
don't be carrying no purse. Two purses. And
yeah.
People, they don't hear that. They just hear, if I get $8, I'm going to get a healing. Whatever you've been waiting for, if you give me $8, it's going to happen. I said, you know, the devil is a lie.
Amen.
God, first of all, if there was God, God wouldn't be that cheap anyway. And there ain't nothing else God would do. He gave us everything when He gave us Christ. He gave His only begotten Son. Now, where $8 going to be?
Period.
But anyway, anyone else? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Anyone else? The Spirit is telling me somebody else. Just press one. Press one. Hallelujah. I know you got a mighty word. Somebody got a word. Somebody else. The Lord is saying, press one. Hallelujah. I don't try to force anybody. If the Spirit moving and telling you to say something, say something. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That's just like our sister yesterday when she got on there and she said that people need to tell people the truth.
Oh, yeah, the overseer. Overseer.
Yeah. And she said they need to tell them the truth. And when you said that, that came back to me, what she had said yesterday. That is so true.
That's right.
People are blind to the truth, though.
That's right. Amen. People just need to tell the truth. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Okay, let's see. This may be overseer here. Good evening, 1720.
Good evening. How y'all doing? I can't say very much because I'm in the doctor's office, but I would just like to say I thank God for life, health, and strength. I thank God for hearing the word, getting the truth, and I enjoy y'all. Y'all have a blessed afternoon. We'll share some more another day.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you
too, sister.
God bless you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's that sister you was talking about yesterday, Pastor. Yesterday she just said, you got to tell the truth. No matter what, brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, you got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And that's
Amen.
What I mean. See, now y'all may not know this or not, but Evangelist Sharon, she's probably freer than anybody on this broadcast right now. You know why? Because she continued to tell the truth about the whole thing. And that's what God loves. God loves himself some truth. Because
he
does. He is the truth.
Say that.
He is life.
Yes. Yes, he is.
And that from the heart.
Amen. Say that. He is the truth. He is the light. Yes.
Yes. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hallelujah. Anyone else?
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And thank you, Overseer. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Praise God.
Thankful Thursday. Okay. Praise God. Well, you know, I'm going to share this. The Lord telling me to share this, and I'm going to share a little of this because in 2 Corinthians 5:21, you got to hear this, man, with your spirit. Because of 1 Corinthians 1:30 first. See, faith is measured by our appreciation of our position in the Father's family.
Amen.
Now, let me break this down, what I'm trying to tell you. See, when you can appreciate what God has did for you,
yes.
You can just like you have to say it. But you can't hold it for so long.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, by God's word, I knew that thing was bursting in you. It was bursting in the thing. God said, she's pregnant with my stuff up in her. She's going to let it out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God told me that. And I told a few responsible people. I said, oh, God can let that sister say something. And when she say it, it's going to explode. Because it's in her.
Yeah.
And I thank God
praise
for that.
God.
And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, see, that's what, it comes out of your mouth. It comes from your heart, but it comes out of your mouth. And that shows that appreciation. When somebody that did something to you, if you really appreciate it, you're going to tell somebody.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Definitely going to tell
Amen.
That person. So
yes.
when we know our
yes.
place as a child and know our rights and know how our righteousness and our ability to stand in the Father's presence without sense of guilt or inferiority, we then know and understand how good standards we are with God. Because I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I did things for my children and they've told me how they appreciate it, even my employees. I was telling somebody the other day, at one time I had 40 employees. I didn't realize it until I counted it up. But those that appreciated me, I appreciated them. I always stuck them a little extra something here or there. I appreciate
Hallelujah.
When your child show you that you appreciate, when your children or your employees or whoever show you, even your loved ones, your mate, when they show you that they appreciate you, something that you got to move and want to do good and want to do more.
Yes.
I challenge you today.
Yes.
I challenge you today.
Yes.
Show your appreciation.
Yes.
And watch what you get in return. Watch what you
get. Amen.
Because God's word says, if a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You want appreciation come your way, start appreciating people. You want love come your way, start loving people.
Yes.
You want somebody to start giving, you start giving. Give your way out.
Hallelujah.
That's the form.
Yes.
Just give. And watch what's coming back your way. And God's word can't lie. And you have to go give what God tells you to give. I told the preacher this the other day. He got upset. I said, God didn't tell that man to give to your church. Well, yeah, he said at the beginning of the week. Yeah, but wait a minute. He didn't say give to your church. You lay up at the beginning of the week as you have prospered. Now, wherever God tells you to give, that's who you give to and what you give to.
Amen.
Get it twisted. They want to put their own little twist on. You know, God may tell you to give to that homeless man. God may tell you buy some food and give it to that family. God, you got to be led back. I got to be sensitive to the spirit of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen. Say it, Pastor. Yes. Now you come on. That's right.
Hallelujah. You be sensitive enough because you don't know what that person going through. You don't know what they had.
Exactly.
You don't even know if they got another meal. And I don't care about them working either. Don't be fooled by saying, they got a job. They're in a nice
car. That's right.
Now, I'm going to blow y'all mind. One time, Lord told me, Just give that lady there $10. Because I didn't know who she was. Didn't know if I had a spirit. Just told me give her $10. I gave her $10.
Yeah.
And she said, can you go to the strip? Can you go to my car with me? I went to the car. That lady had this brand new, I want to say it's a Lamborghini. But anyway, and she gave me $100.
Praise
I didn't think
God.
She could have had nothing, but
Amen.
She gave me $100.
That was God. Amen. Amen.
I said, ma'am, no, I don't mean no harm. She said, no. She said, a lot of times people, they don't see me. They don't know what I need, but I want to bless you. And she said, take that $10 and pay it forward. That's what she told me. I went right back into the Walmart and gave that $10 away. I kept that $100.
Amen.
I gave the other $10
away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise God. Look at God.
And
nobody
but appreciate you.
Yes.
I don't care about them having all that money. I don't care about what car they're driving. You obey God. You don't know what that person may have for you.
Amen.
Exactly.
They just might need somebody to reach out to them. Because, you know, sometimes when you rich and you got rich friends, they don't be thinking but you like that. They don't know if you had a need and they don't even care. But here's somebody, a total stranger, the Lord say, bless them, and you bless them. You don't know, man.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Those but see, here's the scripture, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. I will call men to give unto your bosom. It ain't going to jump out the sky, but it's going to come down. And God is not, listen, brothers and sisters, God is not a man that he can lie. And God is not marred.
That's right.
Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. Some people say, well, I don't do that. I give because I want to receive. I ain't playing with God. God done told me if I give, I'm going to receive. Yes, sir. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a return. That's my investment.
Yes. Amen.
It's going to be whatever God tell me to give it. I don't it's not limited to where I give or who I give and the amount I give. None of that. It's just the idea that I'm obeying God. Lord, you told me to give here.
Amen.
I'm led to get $10 a day. I'm led to get $20. I'm led to give. I mean, I just told the strangers, go in the grocery store and got somebody to pay for their stuff on the counter. Hey, I got this. Oh, no, you don't have to. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I have to. Why? Because I'm paying for you pay for them and I'm paying for them. And you just go ahead on because, see, you're going to make me miss my blessing. And that ain't going to happen.
Right.
See, they don't
know
what I'm dealing with. I'm trying to get something. And the only way I know how to get something based on the word of God, if I give, I know I'm going to get it back.
Hallelujah.
Then all my telling
Hallelujah.
Me. Well, you know what? I don't do things to brag about. I do. So people know where it came from.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I'm going to get
Praise
my blessing.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
Thankful
that's
person.
Right.
Hallelujah.
So true. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday.
Praise God.
Thank you, Sharon. Got us all fired up today. Thank you so much. And thank all of you guys. And we'll see y'all tomorrow.